AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
In that courtroom today, I felt proud that not just to be a Bostonian, but also to be an American.
That is U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz after Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev was formally sentenced to death. Tsarnaev also spoke in court for the first time. He spoke for about 5 minutes.
I regret having ever wanted to hear him speak because what he said showed no remorse, no regret.
That is bombing survivor Lynn Julian. Tsarnaev said he was sorry for the lives he had taken. The judge later said that what will be remembered about Tsarnaev is he murdered and maimed innocent people and did it willfully and intentionally. The White House is changing the way it handles families of American hostages who want to pay ransom. Counterterrorism advisor Lisa Monaco says the threat of prosecution is going away.
The government will not facilitate the payment of a ransom. What we will do, however, is work with families to try and advise them, to give them the benefit of our best advice. But we will not abandon them when they make very hard decisions.
Meantime, President Obama spoke by phone with French President François Hollande about reports alleging American spies listened to Hollande's phone calls and the calls of two of his predecessors.
The president was very clear about the fact that the United States does not target and will not target the communications of the president of France.
That's White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest. France is calling for an intelligence code of conduct. Both of Mississippi's Republican senators say the state should remove a Confederate battle emblem from its flag. Thad Cochran said the state symbol should reflect unity and not divisiveness. Roger Wicker said the flag should be replaced by one more unifying. Negotiations between Greece and its lenders drags on, and it dragged down Wall Street. The Dow finished down 176 points. This is AP Radio News. The NFL commissioner is keeping his own counsel on Tom Brady's suspension.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has given no indication how long he'll take to rule on Tom Brady's four-game suspension. The New England Patriots quarterback and his lawyer spent 10 hours with the commissioner Tuesday. Attorney Jeffrey Kessler says he thinks they made a good case. If Goodell leaves any part of the suspension in place, Brady could take the case to court. That would lengthen the controversy over underinflated footballs used in last season's playoffs. The Patriots are, of course, vitally interested in the outcome of the case, and time is getting to be an issue. Training camp starts in 5 weeks. Warren Levinson, New York.
A Virginia man was awarded $500,000 in court after being mocked and insulted by an anesthesiologist during a colonoscopy in 2013.
Really, after 5 minutes of talking to you in pre-op, I wanted to punch you in the face and man you up a little bit.
That was a recording of Dr. Tiffany Ingram after the man was put to sleep for the procedure. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.